Blog Talk Radio.
DJ, we got no intro. The intro to the radio show isn't playing.
Hey, G-Money, there is no intro, so you're on the air now, so just go ahead and talk.
All right. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas. Oh, G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. And today is my birthday. That's right. I'm 64 and a penny today. 64 and going strong. 64 years young. That's me. And I'm hosting this internet radio show on 7 continents. So I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to my birthday's radio show. Thank you. And the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it started off cold this morning. It was like 45 degrees, and they say it has a wind advisory of about 30 miles an hour. It's going to be cool today, and it's going to get colder as the night comes on later on today. And right now, it's about 50 degrees, and they expect it to be a low of 35 degrees today in the evening time after the sun goes down and the sky is clear. It will be cold in Las Vegas. That's right. It'll be very cold in the desert, in the valley, in Nevada. So, if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you wear warm clothes, because it's going to be cold out here. And when you're walking up and down the street on the strip, make sure you got your long-sleeve jackets on, your long-sleeve shirt, and your long pants on. Because you got to fight the cold weather. It's going to be cold. All right. Well, that's the weather report on G-Money's radio show, Gregory's Stories. And that's the weather report for today, Monday, December 20th. It's my birthday, 2021. All right. Let's talk sports. All right. We're talking week 15 in the NFL. And Thursday night was the first game of week 15. So who plays, DJ, Thursday night?
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the L.A. Chargers 34-28. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Chiefs and over.
Whoa, okay. The Chiefs beat my Chargers. All right, well, I'm expecting the Chargers are going to play to win because they're trying to make the playoffs. Kansas City's already in first place in their division, so they're already fighting for first place, for a first place position. So All right. Well, my Chargers will win next time. So that's a loss for G Money and my football radio program. So let's do week number two of game number two. DJ.
All right, game number two.
Oh, somebody's beeping me. They're calling me on my phone. What's going on? I don't know. They know I'm on the radio. So what are they doing calling me now? I guess they're going to holler at me and say, happy birthday. All right. Well, I'm going to ignore them until it's time for me to take a break and see what's going on. Okay, games Saturday. I think they had two. They supposed to have two games scheduled for this weekend, but I think both of the games that were supposed to be played on Saturday got postponed to this coming tonight. They're having a doubleheader tonight, Monday Night Football, and they're going to have another game played tomorrow on Tuesday night. So I don't think they played the games on Saturday because a lot of the teams had the virus, so they were missing a lot of players. So we'll see what happens. What is your record show, DJ? Does it show that anybody played on Saturday?
So can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello?
I could
you can hear
you
me. Okay.
Before.
Game number two, the Indianapolis Colts beat the New England Patriots 27-17. You bet on Patriots and over, and it was Colts and over.
Wow.
Or Colts and under.
That's two losses for G Money. All right. And they played Saturday? That was a Saturday game?
Yeah.
That the Colts? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's game number two. What about game number three? I'm 0-2 going in to week 15.
Game number three, the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants 21-6. You bet on Cowboys and under, and it was Cowboys and under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. That's one win and two losses. All right. We're on a roll. So that's 1-2. Game number four.
Game number four, the Houston Texans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-6. You bet on Texans and over, and it was Texans and over.
All right. Hey, I couldn't believe Houston's coming back. They're playing good ball, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are just falling apart. So that's two wins for G-Money and two losses. All right, I'm at 500. Let's see if I can continue to climb. All right, game number five.
Game number five, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Tennessee Titans 19-13. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Steelers and under.
Wow, I can't believe that. What was the score of that game again?
Score of the game was 19-13.
19-13, man, I can't believe it. But it looks like the Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to get a playoff spot. They keep winning when they're supposed to lose. So they're fighting for a playoff spot. So that's a loss for G Money. So that's two wins and three losses. Okay, let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Miami Dolphins beat the New York Jets 31-24. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and over.
All right. That's what I'm suggesting. The Dolphins are playing good football now. So that's another win for G Money. So what is that? Four wins for me and two losses.
Game number seven, the Detroit Lions beat the Arizona Cardinals 30-12. You bet on
wow.
Cardinals and over. It was Lions and over, or Lions and under.
Wow. I can't believe that, man. Detroit's been playing good the last 3 weeks. And I guess their defense got sharp because now they're winning games. They're shutting other teams down. So I don't know what happened with that Arizona game because Arizona's supposed to be the best team in the NFL. But I guess they're not anymore. All right, well, that's a loss for G Money. So what's that, my standings now? I'm 4-3. We're going into game number 8.
You have 3 wins and 4 losses going into game number 8.
Okay.
Game number 8, the Buffalo Bills beat the Carolina Panthers 31-14. You bet on Buffalo, the Bills and over, and it was the Bills and even. No, over. Bills and over.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. That means Buffalo is on the way up, and they're going to make it to the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's 4-4, game number 9.
Game number 9, that was game number 9, Cincinnati Bengals beat the Denver Broncos 15-10. You bet on Broncos and over, and it was Bengals and under.
Man, I can't believe that. I couldn't believe that Cincinnati went to the Mile High City and won. They were supposed to not be able to breathe in Denver, and I thought Denver was going to win at home. So I'm disappointed. All right. So I'm 4-5. 4 wins, 5 losses, going to game number 10.
Game number 10. San Francisco 49ers beat the Atlanta Falcons 31-13. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers, but under.
All right. Well, G-Money wins again. I predicted that the 49ers would play pretty good. They're getting their game together. They're just not totally set to make the playoffs yet. So that's 5-5. 5 wins, 5 losses. Okay. Let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11. The Green Bay Packers beat the Baltimore Ravens 31-30. You bet on Packers and over, and it was Packers and over.
Oh, yeah. Packers are number 1 in the NFL, so they're going to, you have to go through Green Bay to go to the NFC Championship. So G-Money's the winner on that one. So I'm 6-5 for my total going into game number 12.
I guess you're ready for game number 12.
Yeah.
The New Orleans Saints beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-0. You bet on Tampa Bay and over, and it was Saints and under.
Wow, I can't believe that. Tom Brady's falling apart. And Tampa Bay Bucs can't beat the Saints? Who say they're going to beat them Saints? Who that? Man, Tampa Bay's had a problem beating the Saints for about the last 6 years. Even before Tom Brady got there, the Saints were beaten up on Tampa Bay. So I shouldn't be disappointed. I was rooting on Tom Brady to bring him through. So that's a loss for G-Money. So that's 6-6 with game number 13.
So game number 13, game number 14 are being played today. And game number 13 is the Las Vegas Raiders playing the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. And game number 14, I believe it is the Minnesota Vikings playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago. Tomorrow, Game number 15, the Seattle Seahawks will be playing the L.A. Rams in Los Angeles. And the Washington football team will be playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, I'm picking Washington to beat Philadelphia on Tuesday. And what other game? I'm betting Cleveland Browns to beat whoever they're playing.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
The Las Vegas Raiders, yeah. I'm taking the Cleveland Browns to beat the Raiders. And what's the other team that's playing on Monday night?
The Minnesota Vikings are playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago. And they're giving the Bears 5.5 points. And total points is 47. And you picked the Minnesota Vikings and over.
Yeah, I'm thinking Minnesota's going to win that game because Minnesota's been playing really good. Like they're trying to get a playoff spot. So I'm picking Minnesota to win. All right, so the Raiders will lose, Minnesota will win, and then who's playing on Tuesday?
The Seattle Seahawks are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., and they're giving the Seahawks
the Rams,
5.5 points.
Yeah, the Rams will win, and it'll be an over score. Because I don't think Seattle has a good defense, and their offense is okay. But I'm thinking that the Rams will win. And what's the other game? Cleveland playing somebody, and I'm picking Cleveland
to
win.
The other game is Washington football team playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm taking Washington to beat Philadelphia. So that's what I'm rooting on. So that's the picks for this week, and we'll see how the last four games go, the two games tonight and the two games tomorrow. So that's G-Money Sports Report for today. My birthday, December 20th, Monday, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And
time
I
check.
I want to tell everybody, yes, everybody pay attention to this. It's my birthday. Today is my birthday. So happy birthday to G-Money, because I'm having a birthday celebration. Yes, I'm having a good day. I'm having a great time. A lot of people have wished me happy birthday on the internet, on the chat lines. They've been just wishing me best wishes all day long. And I've been getting hugs and kisses from different women. Every time I see somebody that knows it's my birthday, they've been giving me hugs and kisses. So it's been a good day for me. I'm really excited. I'm having a bunch of fun. And I'm happy to be in Las Vegas because we got a lot of things going down right here in Vegas. yourself.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and today is my birthday. I am celebrating with everybody on the radio all around the world. I'm hosting Gregory's Stories, which is an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So, everybody, welcome to Gregory's Stories. I'm the Entertainer of the Year in 2021. So listen to the story that I've recorded for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, I think it's time for a story. And we'll be back for more of the show.
No, it's time for a song.
Oh, okay. It's time for a song then. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back as I share one of my recording songs with you. I think it's the third song that I recorded on my first album. And it's called I'm G Money. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp's coming.
put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G-Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G-Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you, baby. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G-Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. If I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but
it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track, and I never did have to watch my back. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I don't gang bang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central LA, but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so. Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas. Let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm celebrating my birthday, 64 years young, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story, his internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I guess it's time for one more song before we get into my story or my guest.
Hey, G Money?
Yes.
You wanted a time check. It is 3:13 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. So do we have enough time to play that one song and then come on to the interview? Are my guests ready?
Which song would you like to play?
Superman.
Okay.
Are the guests in the studio?
Your guests are in the studio.
Okay.
Just waiting for you.
All right. Well, let's do the song, and then I'll introduce the guest.
Okay. I don't know why. Hold on. You know what? We're not going to be able to play that song right now. So.
Okay.
Got to do something else.
Well, let me go ahead and introduce my guest then.
All right, and I will put them on the air.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the interview platform on Gregory Story's radio show. I have a talented musician. She plays the saxophone and she plays the clarinet, and she's been performing in Vegas for a few years. It's my pleasure to welcome her to the radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Kitty Schuler.
Hi, G-Money.
How you doing, Kitty? Kitty Schuler.
I am doing so well, and happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you mind if I call you Kitty?
Let's That's my name.
Okay, Katie. Well, let me start my interview by asking you a few questions. How long have you been playing your musical instrument, the saxophone and the clarinet?
Well, I started playing clarinet when I was in seventh grade, so that was just a few years ago. I'm older than you, Gregory.
Okay.
And then I picked up the saxophone. I picked up the saxophone about 12 years ago when I started playing at all the rehabilitation and assisted living centers here in Las Vegas. And so because they're both in the same key, B flat, I'm able to switch and play whichever instrument I want using the same score, the same music, depending upon whether I feel that the song is better with a sax or a clarinet. So it gives some variety.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. Can you give us a couple of facilities that you played at in Las Vegas?
Yes. In fact, the last place that I played was on the day that they were in lockdown for COVID, which was March 13th, 2020. And I was just getting ready to go to Torrey Pines Rehabilitation Center on that day. And they called me and told me, don't bother coming in. And actually, because of that, because of this virus, I have not played since that date. So I have not done anything with my music since then. And I'm not sure. It takes quite a while for me to play, to practice, to play for an hour at these different facilities. So in order for me to get going again, I would really have to put a lot of effort back into what I'm doing. And I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do that or if I'm going to do that at this point, to be very honest with you. But I love playing. And if somebody wanted to hear just one song or two at some point during in the future, I would be happy to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. Let's see. If you're not playing, then what is the future hold for you? What are your plans for the future?
Well, our next interviewee that you have scheduled is one of my dearest friends. Her name is Tema Hammond, and she is the CEO and founder of a new, wonderful global television station that streams on Roku called the GoldenNetwork.tv. And I've been doing lots of work with her with voiceovers and just improv and all kinds of things there, and I'm looking forward to a really bright future working with her. She's got all kinds of ideas and wonderful things happening with that TV station, and there are movies on there. I mean, boy, if you want to get on a station and look for anything that's geared towards people over 50, this is your channel to watch for sure.
Oh, okay. Is she still working toward the hearing impaired and the visually impaired audience?
Absolutely, and I'm sure she'd love to talk to you more about that for sure.
Okay, well, I look forward to talking to her. Thank you very much. Kitty, are you taking acting lessons while you're preparing to be on TV?
Well, actually, that was one of the things I did quite a bit when I was in high school, college, and after. I did quite a bit of acting. I actually played Katie in Arthur Miller's play, A View from the Bridge. I was the main female character in that play. That was one of the latter plays that I did in Denver, Colorado. And so I've done quite a bit of acting in my past. So I would just need a few refresher courses, I do believe, to get going in any kind of acting that she would want me to do.
Well, that sounds very good. Well, I wish you the best in your future. Do you have anything that you want to share with my audience before I bring Tema on?
Well, I can't think of anything offhand, except I think you have one song that I think I sent you the song of Oh Happy Day that I played for my Center for Spiritual Living on my soprano saxophone. I don't know if you'll be playing that or not. I don't know how that works, but I don't have anything more to offer at this point. I definitely want to give the time to Tema.
Okay. Well, that's great. We're going to listen to your song after I talk to Tema Hammond about what she's doing with the Golden
Network.
Yes. I keep having to get that right because it's a different name than when I first met her. So she's upgraded and moved on. Okay, so thank you very much, Kitty. Kitty Schuler for being on my radio show and interviewing on my interview platform.
Gregory, it was my honor and pleasure, and if you ever need me to do anything in the future, you just let me know. I think you're just absolutely wonderful.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'm hoping to celebrate my birthday with you guys in mind, because you're making my day, and I'm appreciative of what you're doing. All right. DJ, do I have an applause for Kitty Schuler?
What's that, G-Money?
Do I have a group of people giving us an applause for her being on my radio show? I know we have people in the studio that are happy to hear my guest speak. So,
hello.
So you want an applause for your guest, huh?
Yes.
I will see if I can do that for your guest. You know we're working under unusual conditions over here, G-Money. I'm sure you remember
Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. So let's move on then.
It's okay.
And maybe we can get an applause. There you go. All right. We get an applause for Kitty Schuler. Thank you, Kitty. Now, take the opportunity to invite another person to our interview platform on G Money's radio show. Her name is Tima Hammond. Did I say that right, Tima?
Tima.
Tima. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tima Hammond. And she's the founder and CEO of the Golden Network. And she's going to tell us about her organization. So, Tima.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate the time and the opportunity. And it's goldennetwork.tv, and we're a free subscription streaming show, which is played on Roku. It's on 24/7, and our home base is here in Las Vegas. We've been up just a little over a year, and within that year, we're gathering a lot of folks to enjoy programming that's made for the 50 or plus and their families and their friends. So there's lots of wonderful classical movies and TV shows, and now a lot of new production shows are coming in. So we're very excited about it.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I understand you have a recording studio, what they call it, a sound stage that you put together in Las Vegas for your television productions.
We do. We have actually a full stage. It's called an insert stage, and we have full green screens, full cameras, all high definition, just like regular good old TV. And that's where we produce a lot of our programming, whether it's either live or Zoom programs, or people come in and start new programming with us. We're very excited about it. We are the only network dedicated to the Senior Plus, and we are national and we are global. So it's an exciting adventure. I've been in this business basically all my life, born and raised in good old Hollywood, California, and my family built and ran Motion Picture Studios for many, many years there. So that's my background, and moved up to Las Vegas in the 90s and built several studios and still going with it, even though I'm a good old senior too.
you sound like a little girl. Now, I know you're not as old as I am. Since today is my birthday, I'm sure you women are younger than me. So it's okay, but.
Well, I'm thank you very much, but I'm a mom and a grandma three times, and my firstborn grandson's getting married in 3 weeks, so I
hey.
Definitely am a senior.
Well, that's all right. You know, the last time I talked to you, you were working with the hearing impaired. Are you still
yes.
Doing stuff with them?
And I sure am.
Are you working with the visually impaired also?
Actually, I'm working. In fact, several of our shows were just put up on the Silent Network, which is also a streaming network on Roku, dedicated to the deaf part of hearing and hearing. They put several of our shows up just this month, which we're very excited about, and been working with them for quite a few years, and now I'm working also with groups for the physically challenged in the state of Nevada. I'm very excited about that. We'll be doing that next year, which is right around the corner. And I'm proud to be part of the Nevada group of individuals that work with everyone so closely with these challenges.
Oh, well, that's excellent. That's excellent. Do you have stage directors and stage workers that sign language when they're working with the visually impaired or the hearing impaired?
Yes, we have everyone on crews that go for every different kind of programming that we do. We job them out. They're not in-house, so we get specialists in all those fields, and we bring them in for those programs.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds interesting. Are you, how can one of my audience members get some story ideas to you? Is that something
That's okay. We are wide open for new ideas and people that we can sit and talk with on the phone or in the studio. They're welcome to come down to our studio. And all you have to do is go to goldennetwork.tv. That's our website. It'll give you all the information. I'm going to give it to you now, though, also, so you'll have it there at the station. You can phone direct to area code 818-261-4566. And that's a direct line into the studio. Leave a message, and I promise we'll get back to you. And we love new ideas, and we love to be able to give our studio the availability to folks who want to get themselves heard, listened to, and help their own communities.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Is it a paying opportunity? Is this something that can make somebody some money?
Well, that's always the bottom line. The bottom line is that we hope that we can do that. We're not a nonprofit. We're a C corporation, so we're a business for profit. And what we do is with new shows or ones that will be put together is that once they get done in the format that they're wanted by the owner of those shows, they go up, and it's always paid for by advertisers, the wonderful world of advertising. So that's what the bottom line is, to bring in money to each individual show. And we don't own any of these shows. We are a distributor. So people with ideas for shows, please bring them to us. We'd like to help you get them up and done. And hopefully then you pull in sponsors, and that sponsorship goes to you. Like I said, we're a distributor. We're sort of a gigantic advertising machine for new shows and people. So that's where our focus is.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds excellent. Do you have an email address that people can send their ideas to? How about that?
They can go to our website, which is www.goldennetwork.tv, and it'll take you through our whole company and where to send in an email or information or how we can contact you or vice versa. And I promise we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds good. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with the audience while I have you on my show?
First of all, I want to again thank you for asking me to come on and share this information. What you're doing and how you're handling yourself in the wonderful world of entertainment to share these things, you should be very proud of yourself, and I know all of us are proud of you for what you're doing. The other thing is people can also check goldennetwork.tv on Facebook, and there's a lot of information. In fact, there's samples of new shows and how to contact us again on Facebook under Golden Network. And that .tv is important because there happens to be a few other Golden Networks out there, but never none with the .tv. That makes us a little bit special.
Right. Because it's like .com and .net and .info. Yeah, they have a lot of .dot stuff out there for sure.
Yep, good old .dot. We're good old .dot TV.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for spending that time with us on my internet radio show. Hopefully it'll get a good following to listen to everything that you presented to the audience around the world. So maybe
thank you.
I can pull in some more listeners and followers for you as you will for me. So thank you
very much.
We
will. You'll be in our promotion too, G, so thank you, but we're going to put you up on Facebook on our website, okay?
Okay, that sounds excellent. All right,
super.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Kitty, did you have any last comments that you want to make before I sign off from this interview?
The only thing I want to say is to absolutely listen to everything that Tema said, because she's just got the most wonderful, creative, hardworking core of people with her that want to make this just a huge success. And you've helped us to do that by bringing this to the attention of the rest of the world out there. And I'm just excited for whatever comes next. And again,
yeah.
Happy birthday, Gregory. And again,
well,
if you hear the song and you like it, let me know.
All right. Well,
and have super holidays and a fantastic 2022.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're looking forward to big things happening here in Las Vegas in 2022. So we're trying to get this virus out of Vegas so that we can do other things and bring groups of people for, like, live concerts and stuff. That's what I'm really interested in. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing some jazz concerts with Kitty and a few other of my jazz musicians. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And
super.
Yeah, so that's what my plans for 2022 include. All right. Well, thank you again, Tema Hammond and the Golden Network. We appreciate everything that you have to share with our listening audience. And now it's time for us to play a song by Kitty Schuler. And we want everybody to sit back and enjoy the sounds. Is this a saxophone or a clarinet that we're going to be listening to with Old Happy Day?
Yes, I'm playing Old Happy Day on the soprano saxophone.
And
all
she's
right.
Superb. Kitty is the best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been in the audience with her when she came to entertain one of the people in the rehab that I was in. She really inspired a lot of us, and we had a good time with her. Okay, so
DJ,
Papa D, thank you, ladies. I appreciate the time. that you spent
thank you.
With me on the radio show. All right.
Thank you. Take care and be well.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, DJ Papa D, can we play the song that we have on reserve for Kitty playing her saxophone?
About when I spent New Year's in L.A. This particular day, New Year's, I was hanging out with my brother Warren, and he had an orange Camaro that was sitting on 20s and had a T-top cut in his roof, and his car was kind of clean, but my Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. So anyway, New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we were rolling down Western Boulevard going northbound, and we got to Santa Barbara, which is now called Martin Luther King Boulevard. And we made a left turn, and the first two cars blocked the street off. That's how you do it when you're rolling in a caravan. the first two cars blocked the first two lanes off of the oncoming traffic so that everybody else in the caravan can keep on going. And I was rolling in the car club, so I rolled around with them. And we went down Santa Barbara, and we got to Crenshaw, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And it's a big shopping center, but they had a nightclub called the Blueberry Hill Nightclub. And we parked all our cars in arrangement and everything so that everybody could see our cars. And I pulled up and parked in the front, and I turned my lights on my car, and I was just sporting my car because my car had lights all over it. It was really nice to look at. And I was the oddball in the car club because the car club was nothing but Firebirds and Camaros. So I had a Mustang. And so I pulled in the front, and we were outside, and we were talking to some people. And we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bang, 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 bang. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. We got to get inside. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I had my buddy Bernard with me, and he was like, man, how are we going to get in the club? I said, we'll have to wait till the bullets stop falling before I get out the car. And so he sat in there with me, and we just listened to the bullets just rain off the top of my hood and the top of my car. They were just binging, bing, 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 bing. And I was like, oh, no. They're shooting. I should have known this in L.A. And so we didn't even get inside the club till the next year. We were in the parking lot the whole end of the year, and we were dodging bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot because the bullets are coming down. And he's like, yeah, man, we should have been inside. And I'm like, yeah, man, we should have did it moving instead of waiting. We should have been all the way in the club. That way we wouldn't have to worry about anybody shooting us. We could have been in the club talking to the girls. But we had to wait. And so we sat in the parking lot in my car, and my car was looking good, but we were hostages in my car until the bullets stopped raining. And that was about 5 or 10 minutes after midnight when the bullets stopped, and we got a chance to jump out the car and run to the front door and run into the club. And from that time on, we were safe and sound. So that's how I spent the last of 1985. And 1986, I rolled out, and I had a new girl. I met a girl inside the club, so I gave her a ride home. So me and my buddy Bernard, we each had a date, so we rolled and gave them a ride home. And they loved riding in my car. They thought my car was so pretty. And I said, yeah, girl, my car does look good. I know it does.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
time, G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl.
So
We were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money's radio show
and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. And today is a special day because today is my birthday. That's right, I'm turning 64 plus today. So I want everybody to celebrate with me and wish me happy birthday. And pretty soon we'll be singing the birthday song so you can join me in singing my birthday song. But until then, just continue to follow the radio show because I have one more special guest to bring on the radio show. So when it's his time, ladies and gentlemen, I will introduce my next artist that I will be, it'll be my pleasure to talk to him on the internet platform radio. Okay, DJ Papa D, how about a time check? Where are we now?
It is 4:04, and your guest is waiting for you on the line.
Okay, well, are we ready to play an applause intro? Because I want him to get a big introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the internet platform for the interview on Gregory Stories radio show. I'm G Money, and it's my birthday, and it's my pleasure to bring on to the interview stage Leon Gilliam.
Hello, hello, Mr. Gregory, Mr. G-Man. How are you doing? And happy, happy, happy birthday to you, brother. How are you doing, my man?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. I'm feeling outstanding today because everything is going so well. I'm just too pleased with the outcome of everything. So, yes, I'm very happy. Can I call you Leon? You don't mind
yes,
if man. I call you Leon. Okay, Leon, you've been performing in Vegas for like 31 years or so. And
go ahead. I'm sorry. That is so correct.
Yeah, you've been all over Vegas working from Caesar's Palace all the way to the Stratosphere. And that's real interesting to understand that you've been really out there. You've been doing it in Vegas for a while. You told me that you started, did you call it the dance around at the Stratosphere? What was that you called it?
No, actually, when I was performing it from all the all the casinos, it was Leon C. and Illusion Band. But what I was sharing with you is that I actually started what they call here in Vegas the party pit. I started that and for myself at Harris, and that was started about 1995. I was the first one to do that, so I invented that.
What is that exactly?
So what that was at that time is I DJed. I had all the dealers were able. You were able to test the dealers and give them high fives and stuff too. I danced and sung in the party pit while we were making bets and stuff too. I did the big six wheel, and it was very, very, very successful. The second day we did that, we started at Harris and stuff, right across the street was Mirage. And what happened was I was doing the big six wheel, dancing and singing, and we were so full, we actually had to have security to come in and stuff too, because you couldn't even get in the casino from that door across from Caesars, and you could hear us all the way out there. So I was loud and proud, as I always am, and we partied down. We had a fabulous time, and since then, everything has changed over. When you go to the casinos now, you have girls dancing, but they have, I call it, piped-in music. So I look at it and go, like, it's nothing like the real thing, which was me. So we started that, and I was able to actually go in and out there performing, leave there and go and perform on the strip and do different areas as I was performing with my band.
Oh, okay. And what was the name of your band again?
My band at that time was called Leon C. and the Illusion Band. And we the Illusion Band, yes. We actually started at Harris. Now, that was my first performance opening up to Las Vegas here. And so we started. It was a blessing. We went in to do an audition at 5 o'clock, and we were actually there to do, supposed to audition for 15 minutes or half an hour. We packed the club in 15 minutes that they asked us to perform for the rest of the night. So we were going, we had not prepared for that. They said, we didn't care if you sung the same song, but I kept a crowd in. So from then on, every time I performed at almost all the casinos, like I said, as you mentioned, from Caesars to the Stratosphere, I had a full house. I had people that would come in from all over the United States and all. And that is when entertainment was top of the line, but people would come in, ladies would come in gowns, and people dressed at that time. So it was so much fun, and I was truly, truly blessed that I actually had a following. So I really appreciate it, and I've continued on doing that and sharing in some other adventures that has happened here for me.
Okay, and now that the virus has come in, I know entertainment spots on the strip kind of shut down for a while. We were like shut down in all the casinos for almost the year, 2020. So what were you doing while the casinos were inactive?
Yes. No, thank you for bringing that up, because I wanted to share that with everyone. It was such a blessing for me, because I am a representative of a company called Extreme FX. And what we do, we are a non-decentralized company. We teach people how to understand and get involved in Forex, Bitcoin, binary trading. We teach people how to trade. And there's no age limit to this, a requirement for it. And it was and still is a blessing for me. We teach people how to do this, and it is such a great. Now, like as I mentioned, we are decentralized, and the company is called Extreme FX. We are a global community service that we have. There's no requirements to it. There's no age limit. We have a lady in there. We have people 85 years old, always down to 13 years old. We have a 13-year-old that's making over $3,000 a month. She knows how to trade. We have a 21-year-old that's making over $20,000 a month. We have an 83-year-old in there in our company here who's starting. She starts at 100 plus a day, and it varies all the time because she's learned how to trade. So we teach people about how to do that. So a lot of people don't understand that, you know, things are happening with Bitcoin. It's coming into our world. We even have it. They call this a new different types of trading from all over different parts of the world. And we teach people how to do that. So I am excited to be there because if it wasn't for that, I probably would have been on the street. But with Extreme FX has definitely kept me to keep a roof over my head, brother, and I loved it. So I just let you know if anybody wants any more information on that, just call me at 702-413-0257. Let you know because I'm looking for team members to come on in here and make this money. You know what I'm talking about, geez, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm with you. I'm learning about crypto coins myself, Bitcoin, and I'm with a company that has a G999 Bitcoin that they're saying is going to be the next big coin, big crypto coin around the world. So I'm excited about that. Yes. So what's the value of Bitcoin? Do you know right now offhand?
At the present time, I do apologize. I do not know right now because I had not today. I was not able to go on my site. I just didn't go on the site to check it out. But I usually keep up with it. So I know it's been up and down. It did step down a couple of days ago, but I don't know. I'm not going to apologize. I have to apologize. I do not know the value of it as we speak today. But I always keep a point with that. So it was up and down. It changes, you know, off and on, but it's the best thing to get into, and because our whole world is changing to Bitcoin. I always say that our money value of the dollar is getting smaller and smaller, not only in the United States, but all over the world.
Right. That's right. And crypto coins can be spent all over the world. That's what I'm finding out right now. So,
Very true. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That is so true. So, you know, we're telling people, and, you know, you need to come in and start understanding that because even as we get more mature at age and all, just like fine wine, we still have the ability to learn and create more. So I tell people, come on in. Let's get happening with this so we can keep educated and because you're never too old to learn.
Right. That's true. That is so true. So tell me, Leon, what's your plans for the future? I know this is getting ready to be 2022 at the end of this year. It'll be the start of a new year. And are you having big plans for some changes that you're going to involve yourself in this year coming?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're going to make me get up here and shout right now. I want to share with the world here that some new changes coming around, the brother man. Yes, sir. So I'm actually becoming ready to. I just hired my new music director right now. We're working on going back to the big stage. So my stage name is changing. We have a new look. We have a new music. We have a new attitude. So my stage name from Leon C is started will be changed to Sir Claudius. So if they hit that, because I have that little German. Sir Claudius is in the house, brother man. Yeah, so y'all get ready. I've been getting ready to go into the studio. We've been pulling out some new creative music here, making some things happen. And I am so excited about it. I just had a gentleman just the other day interview me who's an awesome tenor and stuff. So I'm looking for some new background singers here. Like I said, so my music director is awesome. He used to work with Tony Lando, so he's been around, and some other major artists and stuff too. So I'm stepping big and hard. So get ready, the new look. Yes, 2022, we're coming in with Sir Claudius. It's coming back out on stage, out in public here. So we're looking at. I actually have some places that are looking at me, but we will be eventually. I'm looking forward to going back overseas, and we're gonna party hard, getting some new music, new tracks, new look, new attitude. So yes, sir. Sir Claudius is coming out for 2022, brother man.
Oh, man, that's going to be some fun. My brother pulled up some pictures of you on the Internet where you had that long hair. Oh, I didn't want to give it away. I'm sorry. I gave it away. He's going to change his look, people. He's going to come out as the long-haired singer.
You know it. Tell it, brother. Tell it like it is. I'm back in the world, brother man.
That should be so funny. I'm just thinking you're going to have dreads in your hair, or you're going to have your hair braided like Rick James, and you're going to have beads in your hair. Oh, God, a different look. Oh, yeah.
You know it. They had to come out and see it. We're going to keep that a secret right now. But it's right. I used to be known as the ponytail man here in Las Vegas. So that's right. The brother man is back here to the ponytail man. And whatever look it's going to be, get ready. Get ready. That's what I'm talking about, man. And you are a joy. I tell you. You are a joy, man. Again, happy birthday to the man himself. Man, I wanted to sing it to you, but everybody's going to sing it for you. I just got to do it. So I'm going to have to do this to you right now. Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, G-Money. Happy birthday to you. Yes, sir.
Lord, I appreciate that. You know, I'm asking you to close up and put it out.
And to give it to you, brother.
That's beautiful. Thank you, sir. And good luck with your future and everything that's going to happen for you in 2022. I'm looking forward to going to some more of your concerts and listening to you sing. And, you know, I'm going to get my dance on while I'm listening to you sing. So, you know, I'm going to do what I do.
Come on in, brother. That's right. Get ready.
Yeah. So I'm going to be ready. And, you know, I've been working on my singing. If you've listened to the radio show today, you've listened to about six of my songs. And I've been working on my singing. So I'm ready to sing and rap and do some stuff. Really trying to put it down and be a full-fledged entertainer, not just a comedian, but I'm trying to do it all.
Well, you don't try, brother man. You do it all. I've been knowing you for years and stuff, dude. You don't try. You come down and you kick it hard. So I'm just here to support you. That's right. So look out. I just might, because I throw that mic in front of you and make you sing like you usually do, brother man.
Yeah,
right. Come on
I
in,
like
man.
That.
Come on in.
Yeah,
come on in.
I like that. Because when I get finished with your show, then I go and do my radio show, and I feel like singing. I get on the radio, and I'm like, whoa, me. And my brother's like, what is wrong with you? I said, man, I just love Leon's show, and I'm in the mood to party now.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right.
Yeah.
Come on in, stuff too. Because when I see you all the time too, man, you be kicking. I love it. I say, G Money be getting on his groove in the house there. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, man. I love the music. So you just bring the flavor when you come, and you know you have all of the nurses dancing around, and I'm like, oh man, they're partying in here. They're doing it like that. And, yeah, they look forward to you showing up at the facility so that, you know, they can get their party on.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. I appreciate it, man. I do. I appreciate being there. I love the support. I love that. It's like a family. You all are all my family, my friends. My ultimate fan, it's a joy and it's a pleasure to always entertain. And I always look for it. I'm like, where's G-Man? Where's the brother? Come on here. Because he begin to get on, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all just don't know. The brother be kicking in the house, I'm going to tell you. She does.
Yeah, man. I be pimping. G-Man, the pimp family. I be bringing it with me every time I show up. Yes, sir. I'm trying to be like you, Big Daddy. I'm trying to be like you.
check it out, brother. We together. You always been the number one. I tell you, you better pimp it hard, brother, man. And you do. Go ahead, all.
Yeah, we have a good time. All right, Leon. Well, I guess my time is up with you, and I really enjoyed talking to you. Do you have anything else you want to share with my audience before we move on?
Again, I want to thank you, my man, for giving me this opportunity where I can share with you and help you celebrate your birthday again. If you're interested in all coming in, I'm looking for new team members, and we're all over the world. Again, for Extreme FX, now we teach you how to trade stuff too. My telephone number is 702-413-0257. Leave me your name and number, and I'll make a point of getting back with you. Again, I'm looking forward to being back on stage with Sir Claudius. It's coming out in 2022. Get ready. We're going to party down, and the ponytail man is rocking and rolling again. God bless you. Have a happy, happy holiday to you and all of your fans and your supporters, brother man. I love you. God bless you. You have always been my friend and one of my great supporters. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leon. I really appreciate you spending the time with me on my internet radio show. Thank you. And I want to thank you for everybody around the world that was listening to your talent and listening to your entertainment. So thank you very much, Leon, for spending time with me today. All right, DJ Papa D. How about giving Leon an applause for his talent?
Thank you, man. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Leon. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, what time is it? Time check.
It's 4:23, and I think it's time to play One in a Million.
All right, then. That's me. That is the man himself. Thank you. Thank you. But I didn't know which one you're going to pull in, but just show it all up. Tell it to him. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. DJ, I almost forgot about his song, so thank you for reminding me. Yes. All right. This is Leon playing one of his songs.
Love to play this game's on me so long that I started to believe I'll never find anyone. Doubt has tried to convince me to give in. Say you can't wait. Then one day the sun comes a shining through. The rain has stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I love you to me. Then I found a peace. to go all my own. Life is worth the living again. For to love you to me is to live.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, man. That's one of my songs that I get more requests for all the time. Thank you so much for playing that. I greatly appreciate it. You are the man.
All right. Well, thank you again for spending your time with me on my birthday and on my radio show. Now I feel good every time I have to leave your concert to come do my radio show. I feel like I'm worth it. I'm doing something positive. So
yes, you
that's
are.
That's a good thing. All right. Well, thank you, Leon. Again, thank you very much for sharing my birthday with me. It's been a real privilege to have you and spending your time with me. Thank you again.
No, thank you, my man. Love you, love you. God bless you. Happy birthday again, and you, I know you'll be around for many, many, many more. Love you, brother, man.
All right. Thank you, Leon. Leon Gilliam, y'all. Thank you. All right. DJ. All right, DJ, what's my sound check like? What's my time check like?
It is about 4:29 and 30 seconds. So whatever you're going to do, you got to do it in 30 seconds.
All right. Well, I want to wish myself a happy birthday. And as always, anybody that's celebrating their birthday on the 20th of December, on Monday, 2021, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to myself and to everybody else that's celebrating their birthday today on Monday, December 20th, 5 days before Christmas. Me and Jesus Christ were born the same month, but a different year. We wish everybody blessings to the world and to holy everybody as we say, Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So, happy birthday to everybody. that's celebrating their birthday today with me, and make sure everybody gets a piece. I mean, you know, get a piece of candy or a piece of cake or a piece of ice cream, a piece of something, because it's our special day. I know I'm going to fill up on a piece of something. You girls better watch out, because I'm coming in for the goodie. And that's how we do it. So, until tomorrow, I'll see you on the show at 3 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday's radio show. So, good night. And thank you, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer today for my birthday, because you were working hard, brother. I know we had some complications with the studio equipment, but that's all right. We worked it out. And thank you, DJ Big Nasty, for hollering at me on my birthday. He sent me a text this morning and wished me happy birthday. So that was a good thing. I appreciate that, DJ Big Nasty, my baby brother. So from my brothers to everybody around the world, we say thank you for listening to today's radio show, and thank you for the support that we get. So this is we're getting close to the end of the year, and what show is this, DJ? What show is this? 670-something? What show is this?
This is a lucky number 644, which is still quite a few shows.
Oh, yeah, 644. So I wanted to make that announcement clear so that Kitty and Tima can find the show when they look up on the Internet to go find the show so they can, you know, copy it and share it with all of their friends and family. And everybody else can go on the Internet and pull up blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, show number 634 in the books. Thank you and good night. See you tomorrow for 635 and counting. So have a good evening, everybody. Peace, love. And DJ Papa D, can we play the prayer now, or are we out of time? Because we need to pray. Get rid of this virus.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus. The ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.